Pei Dalet Amit Beis, the Mishnah. Minayin la'aruge shehi shisha al shisha tfochem shezairin b'seicho chamisha zirainim. An aruge, a patch in a field that is the size of 6 tfochem by 6 tfochem. Be'etzem, if a tefach will be be'erech 4 inches, so there's 2 feet by 2 feet. Shezairin b'soicha chamisha zirainin. You could be zaireya in this patch 5 minim. Dalid al dalid ruchei sa'arig aruge. 4 minim you could be zaireya on the 4 sides of the aruge. Va'achas be'emtza. In 1 min you could be zaireya in the middle of the aruge. Shenema, it says in Pose, ki cha'oretz taitzi timcha. Uchigano zeiru ehos atzmiach zaro leinemar elo zeiru eho. So we'll see in the Gemara how the drasha goes, but since zeiru eho simcha zaloshin yochid, and here it should have said zaro, it said zeiru eho, so we come to a cheshbin of 5 minei zeroinim are permitted to be nizra in a ruge of shisha tvochim al shisha tvochim. Let us see Rashi. Shezoirim b'soicha hei zeroinim v'loi havi irvu, and it is not considered irvu. Sheyesh bo, it is not considered that they are mixed. Sheyesh bo, in a aruge of 6 tvochim al 6 tvochim, sheyesh bo kidei lahafrish beineyem hefrish aroi. It is possible to separate these 5 minim, that none of them are ma'ulviv with the other one. Dalid mi dalid rucha isa aruge, memalei eskol haruach atzomuch lekeren. So this is the diagram that we have, that on all 4 sides is memalei. And the Goyin says that he's, according to Shitas Rashi, he's memalei 1 shure of garinim. That means that on the outer side of this square, he plants 1 shure of garinim, and as we see in the picture, but by the 4 karnayim he leaves over, by the 4 karnas he leaves over a space. Like this, they are not touching one another, or just by the there's a space in between. Va'achas be'emtza, garin echot. And be'emtza, you plant 1 garin. So Rashi asks, va'af al pi shekol eitzel hakronais smuchim zeloze. By the corners, they are close one to the other. Ve'ein be'neyem hachokye gimul tvochim. There's no richuk of gimel tvochim between the row that is going horizontal and the row that is going vertically. The yainkin zemizeh, so the zicha yainik one from the other, the shir yanike of zroim is a tefach and a half, and here there's no tefach and a half in between. Ein kan beis mechesh, there's no shaila. The gabi kloyim hekeirohu de beinim. By kloyim, in order to make sure that it is not kloyim, it has to be nikir, each mean is nikir bifneyatma. The loyla heavy irvu. It should not be oiskemisht. It should be each mean is nikir bifneyatma. The ha akloyim kopit kro, because the posik asas kloyim. Kloyim means irvu. So if each mean is niker, there's no irvu. Avali niker loy chashina. But even though underneath the ground they are both the yainik one from the other, that doesn't make it kloyim. Afilu biklaya kerem diyereise. Afilu biklaya kerem diyereise. Which we'll see our Mishnah is speaking about Klai Zroim, which Rashi holds as a Darabonah. But I feel by Klai Akerem, the Yeraise, also the Yenike is not a problem. Kiddisnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Zeh Soimech Legeder Mikan, Bezeh Soimech Legeder Mikan. If you had klaya kerem. On one side there was a kerem, on the other side there was a sode, and there's a geder bintayim. So each one is permitted to be mikarev till the geder. Says seimech legeder mikam. Va'aval gav di yonku mitatoi. Rashi says, even though underneath one is yainik from the other, this is speaking about a klai, a kerem, the araisa, v'choshken klai izroim derabonon d'loi chayshin el yonike. Here we're speaking about klai izroim derabonon, your ma'arev, different types of zroim, which is only derabonon, d'loi chayshin el yonike, there's no shash of yonike, Kedisnan gabi roish tu lekamon. Later on daf peheyam at base, we will see if there is a roish tu. That means you have one field that is like a square. And right next to it, you have another field that is like a triangle, and the triangle is going into the square. Mamish goes into the square. But since when one will look at these two fields, so it is nikir that they're two different fields from the shape of the way it is growing. This is a field that you have a square, and here you have a triangle going. So we see, as long as it is nikir that these are two different gidulim, that makes it a skloy. V'gabi beishuris also will have later, if you have two shuris, two rows, and then you have one mean, and next to it you have two rows of another mean, and you have a charitz bintayim. So memele, so that's also muta. Again, this charitz does not prevent the yenike, but the charitz is mavdil bein mean le mean. V'arei yesh kan heker godel. So al koponim, so the criteria, in order to make sure it's not kloyim, is as long as it is nikel, that these are different, that they're not growing together, so that's not kloyim. What is here the heker? V'reyesh kan heker godel, ruach zuz ruach tzofen dorim. From the picture on daf pehei, we see Tzofen the Dorim. Tzofen is on the left side, Dorim is on the right side, Mizrach is on the top, and Meirav is on the bottom. So Memela, so Rashi says as follows. So here you also have a big heker. What is the heker? Reyesh kan heker godel, ruach zuz ruah Tzofen Dorim, bedorim. It's going from Tzofen to Dorim. Bezuz ruah Mizrach u'Meirav. Now what is the heker? The heker is as follows. Because when you plant, you don't plant, you don't make a square. When you plant, you make rows, one next to the other. And here you're not making rows. You're going, one is going this way, one is going horizontally, one is going vertically. So that is a heker godel. That ensures that it's not called an ilbo. Because you see they're going in different directions. Avol bein zera hoim tzoi, but this middle zera that is planted, lizeroine yaruches, so there you don't have a heker. Now this zera is going in the same direction than all four sides for all practical purposes. So what is mavdil between this zera and all four sides? And this is a different mean. So the problem is in the zeram tzoy. So Rashi says, "Avol bein zeram tzoy lezirayne horuchay tzorich achoke kedai yenike." There you need a achoke kedai yenike. There ain't shom heker. There is no heker. We have a mikalvi, have a ilvo. If they would have been close, it would have been an ilvo. So this has to be there. You need a achoke of Gimel Tvachim. So we will see Rashi later in the Gemara says, we mentioned before the Goyin says that the outside Zeroinim is also one row of Zeroinim. And Rashi Shita is that the Zera goes into the Shir of Yenike. That means you don't go from the Zera, you start counting the Shir Yenike. No, you include the Zera and the Shir Yenike. Now each Zera is Yenike, Tefach, and Neher. So memele, from the middle to the top, if you include the zroim on the top and the zer on the middle, so you have a helchik of gimel tvachim. That means you have a hevdul, that one is, that both of them are not yoinik from the same mokim. So again, that is not als hilchis yenike, but this is als hilchis al-choke. If there is a hevdul of tvi tvachim between the middle, the zeroinim, and the side, some male, that is called the hevdul. That is pshat, so that is pshat in the Mishnah. That an aruge is, that is six tvachim by six tvachim, zeirim besoicho, chamisha zeroinim, five minim. Dalad al bruches vechet benzer. Va meforesh dalad garinim. Others learn pshat that dalad zeroinim does not mean dalad minim. It is true, it's dalad minim. But it also means not that you plant the whole side, the whole shure. You just have to plant kipshutoi dalet garinim. Bedalet haruchais. So you plant dalet garinim bedalet haruchais. Taya. So he says that doesn't make sense. Di'i al choke. Mishum yenike. If the whole purpose of the choke is out the yenike. Is tes zeroinim yesh lizroya boy. So you can plant at least 9 zeroinim. Dalet bedalet kronis. Ve'echot b'chol ruach v'ruach b'em tzoy. Because, since it's 6 tvachim, so the one that is planted in the middle of each ruach is 3 tvachim away. Ve'echot b'em tzaharugeh. So you have, if zeroinim would mean seeds, so you can zikha plant at least 9 seeds. V'yesh bein kol echot ve'echot gimul tvochim, k'she yenike, tefach o machze l'chol echot. So Mamelech, why does it say hey zeroinim? You can make it should be tes zeroinim. Hilka. So therefore you can't say that hey zeroinim means hey seeds. Hilka l'chol ruach u'memalei atzomach l'kerem. That's why you fill the whole ruach on all four sides atzomach l'kerem. V'afilu ein bein zera sheberuach zu l'zera sheberuach zu gimel tvachim, even though there isn't gimel tvachim between the sides. The yichbislon, as Rashi said before, the leinyan kloim heker ba'almo de beinik de frishes. One just needs a heker to make sure that it is not me'uviv. They're separated. So memela, that what one is going horizontally and one is going vertically, this is sufficient. Zeiru eho ubigmorim meforish. Heichi mashma heizir oinim bevov tvachim. Where do we see from this pasuk that you can be zereya heiminim? Zok the Gemara. Mai mashma. Omar Rav Yehuda. Ki ka'oretz toitzi. Simcha. So he's speaking about the things that are growing out. Toitzi chad. Simcha chad. Harei trei. So we have already two minim. Zeiru el zaloshin rabim trei ho arbo. So now we have four meaning. Tatzmiach chad ho chamisha. So we have now five meaning. So now we know that you can plant in an aruge five meaning. It is a gilia five meaning. But there's only one problem. How do we know the shear that the aruge has to be six tvachim by six tvachim? Where did we get this magic number? The kimlul rabbonon, the chamisha bishita lo yonki me'adodi. That you could make in a square, six tvachim by six tvachim, you can make five minim that it shouldn't be yonik. Zot Rashi, toitzi chat, simcho chat, zeiroeo trei, tatzmiya chat. Vishishet tvachim, the lekel of mikro, sixth Woche Mikela now from the Pasuk, Kimlu L'Rabbonon, that the Rabbonon have a Kabbalah, the Stam, Aruge, and Izrazbo, Hei Zironim, an Aruge that you are planting, 5 minim, Kachi Midoso. So the Shir of the Ruge has to be 6 Tvachim by 6 Tvachim. The Chamisha Zironim, Beshita Tvachim, Loyamki Emtsoi, the loyanki emtsoi v'sheberuchis ma'adodi. He says the whole problem is the emtsoi with the ruchis, because the ruchis themselves, since each one is going in a different direction, so there's bachlal no problem. The whole problem is the emtsoi with the ruchis, which are going in the same direction. So memeila, if the aruge will be 6 tvachim, loyanki emtsoi v'sheberuchis ma'adodi. The sheer yenika of each garin is tefach umachzeim mokei mazera, together with the zera alone, that goes in to the cheshbin of the tefach umachze. Harei min hazera hanizra bigvula aruge. So the zera that was planted on the gvula aruge, on the outside of the square, on the safe of the square, kineged emtsoi, v'ad emtsoi gimul tvachim. He says that what's kineged emtsoi, v'ad emtsoi, those that are further away, so v'shteitzach, so the alachsen is more than gimul tvachim. But we're speaking about harei min hazera hanizra begvul haruge kineged emtsoi v'ad emtsoi. That's the closest place they come together. When in the middle of each ruach it's mechuvin keneged emtsoi, gimel tvachim. Umei elu hashnayim onu lemeidim. From these two, we learn the sover tana didon, sheinikas hazera tefach umachtze. Tefach umachtze, midaloi kove, mokoim, Lizroya hanizra eitzel hagvul lamshiche eitzel hakeren afilo imbo lizoyroi keneged amtisoi zoyroi eisis bidoloikov emoke. Since the Tana did not say that you have to go and push it over to the corner, that in order to ensure, that means that you don't fill up the whole. But he means to the corner, if we have the diagram on Daf Pei Dalad Amud Beis in front of us, so it would mean mechuvin kineged the zeraim tzoi, it would be empty. It would take white out and empty it out. So that means if the Tana would say such a tnai that it has to be more towards the corner, it can't be the whole ruach, so then we would say you need more than 3 tvachim. That is what Rashi is saying over here. Me'elu ashnaim onu lemeidim, the sovar tana didon, she yenikas hazera tefach umachze, midoloi kova, mokaim lezera hanizra eitzel hagvul, since he did not specify that the zera that is on the all 4 sides, lahamshichai eitzel hakeren, that it has to be closer towards the keren, it cannot be in the middle. That means in the middle, you would have to have an empty space. And since the Tana did not say this, Elo afilu imbol zayrei kineged emtsisei zayrei, he is permitted to be zayreya the whole ruach. Alme b'achokas gimel tvachim sagi. So we see that the achok of gimel tvachim is sufficient. And if this is planted on the gvul, this is planted be'emtza, so we have our chok of gimel tvachim, since both zroim go into the cheshbon. V'yafal gav de le'inyin kloyim ekeire ba'al mebina. So Rashi asks, Rashi in the Mishnah also spoke about it. The Gemara is speaking about now, Hilchus Yenike, Kimlo Rabbonon, Tachmisha Bishita lo Yanke, who's worried about Yenike? Va'avo gav d'linyin kloy mekeire ba'al mabinin, v'loy chayshino liyinike, kidisnan lekamon bishmaitin, as we will learn on Amud Beis, Gabi lo ishtu. Again, Rashi brings the moshul that if you have one field that is a square and the next field is shaped like a triangle, and the point of the triangle is samuch to the square, and it's yainik one from this mamish one next to the other. But since when one looks at these two fields, one sees that they're muvdal, that they're made differently. One is a reishtu, one is a square. And also the gabi beis shuris. Miu. So beis shuris also, we said if there's a charitz bentayim, it is also sufficient, even though again the charitz is only an oimik tefach, a reichiv tefach, and a tzicha yainik one from the other. Miu. Hefrish ziroini aruge. The loyla heavy irvuv leka keire bebotza mishir yenike. But over here, since we have a small arugula, so memela, in order that it should be nika, that one is moved from the other, leka keire bebotza mishir yenike. Here you need a richuk of gimel tvochen. The gabi roishtu rishtei shuris to lakamon. There is a keira. The etzem tzuris advarim, it's nikir, the different gedulim, different taifanim. But here in a small arugilim, the only heker could only come about if there's a richuk of shir yenike beintai. Hilkach, ki romiz lank ra heizirainim. So if the pasuk was meramez that in an aruge you can plant hezeroinim, and in hezeroinim we have a problem of the middle one, and the middle one there is no heker between the sides. So memele baruge bishel vav tvachim kama, so it has to be vav tvachim because kim lo rabbonon that in vav tvachim there won't be a yenike. From the middle to the sides, and that is the only oifen to create a heker between the middle one and the sides. Fragt die Gemara, minalon, the ha de kimlu rabbonon milsehi, a very modern kasha. Let us see Rashi. Minalon, the ha de kimlu rabbonon, he says we're playing around with isurim. We're matter an iser of klaye zroim, so we're matter because there's a richuk, and a richuk is only if they're not yainik one from the other. Now, in order to come to the assumption that they're not yainik one from the other, one has to know the oifen hayenike. Now, how did Chazal get this yediyah? This is from Chazal's kimlu. Umenalon da ha de kimlu rabbonon b'shir yenike milsi lemislam lemismachalo v'leima b'kiyin hein achachomim ba'avoides adomo. This is not lomdis, this is not frumkeit, this is you have to have a yediyah in the oifen hayenike how much zroim hayenik. So the mishaka would be saymach and then b'leima b'kiyinim achachomim b'avoydes adoma leide kama yoinkim shaloite tama leima. One should ask mi haidia lebriyo yishir yenike. How could one know this? This is, how does one know how much a zera is yoinik? How could one figure this out? Veich yuchlu lamay dalkein. This is a metzias, it's yoinik. It's not niker mistame. I mean, how does one go underneath the ground and x-ray the ground and see the yedikir? I mean, this is something that is not visible to the naked eye. So how could Chazal know such a thing? Zok the Gemara, the Omar Rab Chiya Bar Abba Omar Rab Yochanan, my dechsiv, Vaisasi gvul reyach ashe goblu rishoinim, gvul she goblu rishoinim loisasik. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, loisasik gvul reyach. So we have here a posik. So what is this pasuk? So pshat pasuk is lita samach lemeitza. If you're gonna plant next to the boundary, lahakhish karkoi, and this natiya will be makhish his karke. That means you're planting besaych shaliani noiteya, but I mean that's the meister with the two people in the ship, and one makes a hole on his side, and the other one says, "What are you doing? So what's your geshefta making on my side?" But it's garnished. So here's the same thing. He wants to plant a tree on his side. He says, "Pesach sheli ani noiteya," but by planting on his side, he's makrish the karke. So there's a lav of leisasig gvul reyacho. You're masig gvul. What is the shir? Ki shir, that's what the pasuk says further. Leisasik gvul reyacha asher gavlu rishonim. The rishonim figured out already the shir. Umi heim rishonim. Who are the rishonim that the pasuk is speaking about? Emoiriyim vechiviyim shoyivikiyim bekach kedashkechom mevnei seyer. So the pasuk already tells us that there were rishonim Bizman HaTayre, who were able to figure out these in Yonim, some Amelah, so now the Tayre said a lot. If you want to know the Shir Yonike, you check up on the Gvul Shegoblo Rishonim, and Amelah, now there's a Hoshemish Batikadin. Loisasik Gvul Reyacha, Ashegoblo Rishonim. Loisasik, yeah. Gvul Shegoblo Rishonim, Loisasik. Now the Gemara asks, my gavlo rishonim. Who are these rishonim? Omer Rab Shmuel ben Achmeini, Omer Rab Yonison. The chesid Eila bnei Seir haChori Yoishvei haOretz. So the Torah, when it speaks about bnei Seir haChori, they're Yoishvei haOretz. Frag the Gemara. Ote kuli alme Yoishvei rikiyaninu. It's a very modern pasuk. They're down to earth. They live on the earth. And who else? Who doesn't live on the earth? They're Yoishvei Haaretz. If it would say Yoishvei Eretz Kanaan, you're telling which land they live in, but you're just telling Yoishvei Haaretz. No, Fashteitzech, Otikul Alma Yoishvei Rikiyaninu. Now the Pasuk is telling us what they're, about their knowledge. Elashahoyu Bikin Bi Yeshuva Shel Haaretz. They knew was Tutzach under the earth. They knew how things grow. Shoye Oimrim Mole Kanezul Zelizayis. This amount, this measurement should be for Zaysim. This kalk is good for Zaysim. Molikanizulikfanim. Molikanizulitainim. They knew they were able to shut up the koiches of the kalk and each mokim. Vechoiri, hachoiri, what's the taich hachoiri? Shemeirichin esor. They were able to shmek the earth. They were able, from the dechush areich, they were able to see the koiches of the earth, which is good to plant zeisim, where to plant kvanim. V'chivi, omar av popesha yatoyim im esoret. They could taste a little earth. They were able to kechivya, like a snake. A snake is very bucky in offal lachmoy, so they were kechivya. Ravache by Yaakov Omar, it's a different type in Choyri. Shenasu b'nei Choyrin minichseyin. That Lemaisa, whatever they owned was taken away from them because Esav kicked them out. Let us see Rashi. Mol malei konezeh knei hamide sheboi moide din hakarke l'zayis roi l'gadol zeisim. Bizel teina vay yidim la hafrish es oret ben kone le kone berecha vetaima heichon le zeisen vegen hu le teinen um a meile. If they were such bekiim, the bekiim are your bishir yanike, they were also baki in the shir yanike. So a meile, we have a mesire from the rishainim shemerichim soras es ateiva vedersha, that it says chayri, so we make it a lashon reya. V'chivi lama nikre chivi shetayim imes haoretz leizadav ruya kechivye kinochosh shemacholay ofo. And then the Gemara says, another man yom says, shenasu b'nei chayrim b'nei chseyim, shenitredu minach losom. Lehutzrechu lavid admosom. They got fired from this job. Kedersiv b'nei Esav yirosh. Omar Abbas. Aruga toichavov chutz migvuleh. Let us see Rashi. Omar Rav, Rashi is Geres Ravashi. Omar Rav Ashi, Aruge Sha'omru. Tzricha, we said it should be Vov al Vov. Tzricha liya is Vov chutz migvuleh. That means that there is a boundary around the Aruge. That's the Mokim Ahiluch. A person goes and waters the Aruge, so that's where he walks. So the boundary has to be outside of the ruge, but the toich ruge has to be vavavav. Chutz migvuleh, sheyohayu menichim baruge karke cholok. Every ruge had a karke that was not nizra, was no sviva is hazriye lemakim dishe, where people were able to walk. Kshumashke hazroim, when he waters the zroim, mahalech bigvulim. So he walks in the gvul of the aruge. Vashmi'in and Ravashi. Deloi teime. One should not think vav im hagvulim, that the aruge bakal mikol kol with the gvul also is vav al vav. V'sheiniach tefach cholok lekan. V'tefach cholok lekan. Loi te aruge mokim inikoso elo arba. So if you take away a tefach from all four sides, so it comes out the toich aruge is only four tvachim by four tvachim. Vein hefrish beinem tzoylish anegdoy eitzel agvul eitzel tvachayim. So then it would come out that between the middle zriye and the four sides is only two tvachim. So therefore, so then it would be bitter. So then it's not rochek, because then it's the yoinik, one from the other. So Memela, that's what Rabashi said, that the Aruga Teichavo, the Teich is Vav Chutz Migvuleo. Tanya Nami Hochi, Aruga Teicho Shisha. The Teich, that's what it says in the Barais. Gvuleo Bekamo. Now, how big is the Gvul? Kedetoni Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Reichev Kemolei Reichev Parso. That it has to be the width of a footstep. Omar, Tavzei Ravi Taimer Rab Chanina Bar Popeh, my Taimed Rab Yehuda, that is the width. Tachsi Vishkiso Beraglocho Kigana Yorok. So it says Vishkiso Beraglocho. Maregul Tefach. So that's the Mokim Mehiluch that you go to be Mashke. Avgvul Nami Tefach. Zot Rashi. Bekamo. Kamo rechovo. Kamo rechovo. That what is the reichev of the, what is the reichev of the gvul? Ramay nafkemine, bishloime, the aruga alone needs shiurim. We have to know that he can put five minim, one is in yainik from the other. But the gvul, what's the nafkemina? So Tosfos says over here, v'ri oimer the nafkemina lemekech memkar imocha layaruga gvuleo. The shail is, we're asking a kasha, the shail is a modern kasha. It's negein ulchus mekech memkar. If I sell him, I sell a person, an aruge, so the aruga ugvuleo, so now how big does it have to be? So that's the minimum shear. It's vov al vov with a gvul of a tefach surrounding it. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. It's not negeya in hilchis chayshemish, but it's negeya in hilchis roim. Kama rechavon liya is aruge kilchoso, utehei oleho teires aruge lechol gedvoreo kidelekamo. Lahati roishtur yerek hanichnaslo. If it has a teires aruge, so then we can be mater a roishtur yerek hanichnaslo. We will see later, as we mentioned already, there's a heter of a roish too, if it's nicker from the way it is planted, that it is a different giddle. So that is mutter. So that is only mutter if it has a teiras aruge. And then that's mikulei sode. So in order to have a teiras aruge, it has to have, that is the minimum shia, vav al vav, surrounded with a boundary of a tefa. Parses regel. Vishkisa beraglecho, lahatin al kaspecho mayim, you carry water on the shoulders, or lahalech beraglecho seviva yiseh, around the aruge, lashkoisa. Lomali lamichtav raglecho, loimer, shebemokai mahalochai lahashkoiso kishir regulu. The mokai mahiloch is the reichev of a regul. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Zeire v'iteime Rab Chanine Bar Popper. My time the Rab Yehu... we said it already. Further. Omar Rab. Aruge bechubesh shoninu. So let us see what Rashi says. Al Omar Rav, Aruge Bechu Beshanim. That's what the Mishnah was matter, to plant in an Aruge, 5 minim, that is pshat, that is mutter Bechube. That means it is not surrounded by any other Aruge. You have one Aruge, and in this one Aruge, we have the picture that Rashi brings in the Mishnah, you can plant your 5 minim. Amar Rav Aruge Bechu Beshaninu, B'mishnoseinu, Lahatir Bo Heizeroinim. So there's a chube, there's nothing surrounding it. Avoloi Shesviva Yiseho Arugeis. But you cannot have that this Aruge should be surrounded by other Aruges. Why? Shreipir Shuloch Ela Hefresh. Sherei loy pirshulach ela hefresh zirayim shebesaycha. We were only mefarish the hefresh of the zirayim shebesaycha. That there's a hefresh, the zirayim in the middle is 3 tvachim from that from the side. The intizra arugais svivaisel. But if you're going to plant arugais around it, Laituchal laharik bein oisan shebesoicha lizroya oisan sheberuchais arugai samach legvul laachika minem tzoi kishiyuroi lefi sheata makriboi eitzel zera hanizra bechavota eitzel gvule shein beinayim elo shnei tvochim shel gvule yaruge. Banan gimel beina. That means Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that each aruge has a boundary around it of a tefach. So memele, if you'll have 2 aruges, one next to the other, so there are 2 tvachim beinayim. But al koponim, so if you're going to keep the same picture the way we had in the Mishnah, and you're going to have an aruge next to it, So the ruge next to it, so you have 2 shuris that are going in the same direction. Let us just see now the picture we have in front of us without looking. We would transplant the picture on Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis to Daf Pei Hei Amid Dalet. We'll have this picture of how the Zeroinim are situated, and we'll have now one next to the other. So if we'll have on all four sides we have Zeroinim, so one Aruge that is next to the other Aruge, so there's only a 2 tefach space between them. That means each one has a gvul of a tefach, so there's 2 tvachim between them. So why isn't one kloyim with the other? So therefore, Rav said, that you can't have more than 1 aruge. Let us see again the lashon of Rashi. Amar Rav aruge bechu beshaninu, bishnaseinu lahatir bo heizeroinu. But you cannot have around this aruga other arugas. Shereiloi pirshuloch elo hefresh zir oinim shebetoicha. We only mefarish the space in between the zir oinim shebetoicha. That's what we accomplished. Im tizra arugais vivaiseho. And if you're going to plant arugas around it, loisucha laharchik bein oison shebesoicha. ולזרויה אויסן שברוכי סערוגי סמך לגבור, להחיקו מן המצוי. That means, if you're going to the המצוי, let's say, you're going to have one in the middle, and you can have on all four sides, you're going to have an arugi in the middle, and you're going to have on all four sides arugis. So you cannot be malchik. לזרויה אויסן שברוכי סמך לגבור, להחיקו מן המצוי כשיורוי. You cannot be machik it the right shear. If you sha'ata makriva, you're bringing it close, eitzel zera hanisra bechavot, eitzel gbula. Because on each side, you were zereya on the sides of the square of the aruge, so you have a square next to it, so the whole helchik in between is only two tvachim. She'en b'neim elo shnei tvachim, shal gbulei aruge. Banan gimel beina. So memela, you can only have one aruge. You can only do once, but you can't have more than one aruge. That's what Rav said. Omar Rav aruge bechul beshanin. Frekte gemore vo ike mokem kronos. That's not true. My, let's see Rashi. Vo ike mokem kronos. My duchke, why was he matrik? Voi look me baruge bein arugais, mi kefes, mi kol tzad, gimel arugais. Why can't you say? That's this picture. Look at the middle aruge in this diagram we have in front of it. Now the middle aruge is surrounded by all four sides with three arugis. Yeah. Mukavis mikol tzad gimul arugis shehein ches kozet. That means it is surrounded by ches arugis. Ulizroye beemtza vechein bekulam ein zeroinim. And you could plant in the middle arugis, the middle box, vechein bekulam, and you can plant in all other eight boxes hei zeroinim. How could you do this? Vo'ika bechol aruge mokem kronis. In every aruge, there's the mokem kronis. What does mokem kronis mean? Zov yoisel, the kronis. Va'ata yoche lahamshich zera garin shetizra bitzad gvulon shelzu litzofein. Bishelzu lidore, shelzu lemizrach, bishelzu lemayra. That means, so let us look now at the diagram. So at the diagram is that we can plant. We see how they made the diagram, that it is the whole ruach, not the way we made it before, that the whole ruach, besides the kronis, there was zereya. You don't have to be zereya the whole ruach. He can be zereya the way it is in the diagram. And so when you look to one aruge that is next to the other, there's no irvu. That means when they come together, so either they're going in different directions, one is going vertically, one is going horizontally. And, or else there's an empty space. That means, so by making it the way you make it in the diagram, so memela, you could have nine arugis. That means you can have a aruge mtsoi, surrounded by eight arugis. And in each aruge has five zeroin implanted in it. Inshallah, al yisroel. That's the Gemara's kash. Ve'einach sorich lahamshicham mikineged oison shebechaveiroi mebefnim ela hefrish tefach. Now what does Rashi mean over here? So the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh explains as follows. If we will look at the middle, let us look at the middle aruge. The middle aruge, and we'll look at the aruge next to it on the right side. Now, we have on the right side of the middle aruge, we have zeroinim going up. On the left side of the aruge next to it, we also have zeroinim going up. So these two zeroinim are going up in the same direction. Now, what is mavdil? So this is a problem already. What creates the heker between these two vertical zeroinim? The one on the extreme right of the middle aruge, going from the bottom up, going from Ma'ariv to Mizrach, and the one on the extreme left, going from Mizrach to Ma'ariv. What is, you only have between them a gvul of two tvachim. Now, a gvul of two tvachim is not enough. But Rashi says you have more than a gvul of two tvachim. That's why when this picture was made, it was not made in such a way that the vertical arugis go to an equal distance. It doesn't go till the middle of the aruge. We left over a space. And the space we left over is a tefach. There's a tefach space in between. A half a tefach on this side and a half a tefach. Goiva tefach, it is a roichev. That means there are two tvachim away, the two tvachim away, one from the other. That's in the gvul. And there's a goiva of a tefach. So Rashi holds in Hilchis Heker, that's enough. In Hilchis Yenike, it wouldn't help the situation. But having a hefrish tefach, and there's a roichev of tutvachim, this is enough. That is the cheshben of Rashi. Let's again see the lashon of Rashi. Ve'eincho tzorich lamshichon b'keneged oisei shebechaveiroi mibifnim ela hefrish tefach. A hefrish tefach. So that would be enough. Ma yom harav ba'arug shebechur b'shaninu. You can plant, you can have a lot of arugis, and you'll plant it the way the diagram is. Zok de gemore, Omri bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, b'memala yes akronis. Let us see what Rashi says. B'memala yes akronis. Rav mukim asnisen, b'memala yes kol horuach shel aruge, letzofen, min ha-mizrach l'mayro, v'chei ruach d'roimi. And let us use the diagram that's next to us. That means he planted the whole site. The whole side, the whole Mizrach side, the whole Ma'ariv, he filled it up to the whole side he filled up. Aval Mizrachi v'amarovi zereya ma'at v'yiniyach hefresh mikan u'mikan. If you fill up the whole side, so then there has to be a space in between, that there shouldn't be, in this aruga alone, there shouldn't be kloy yizroim. Because it is not like the picture in the Mishnah, it's mamish, he filled it all up. Fine, so you need a space in between. Others are goyres v'amarovi zoireya v'yoniach hefrish ma'at mikan amikan. You don't need such a big hefrish either. Al koponim. So that's how he made the aruge. Hilkach. If you have such an aruge, yato yochel zroya oid pa'aruge she'etzol l'tzofim she'etzol l'dorim. If the aruge is fills up the whole side, so you can't make an aruge next to it. So that's why Rav said it has to be speaking about an aruge. It has to be speaking about bechul b'shanino. Because the way he moldoist the aruge, It has to be bechulbe. It can't be surrounded with other arugis. Frag the Gemara, the lizma me'avroi. So the Gemara says, he doesn't understand. You're making an akimt in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about, that's an interesting case, aruge bechulbe sheninu. He's only planting one aruge, it's not surrounded by anything. Let's speak about that he's speaking about a mokim that is planting many arugis. You have to make that you're making an akimte that the gavoi is memale yesakronis. The whole side is filled. So after the whole side is filled, so it has to be bechube. Let us say, velizre me'avroi. Let us say, let him plant all around the middle arugis, the way we have the picture. And v'loylim limi gavoy, and don't fill up the whole gavoy on one side completely. Make it the way the diagram says. Let us see Rashi. V'lizri mei avroy, v'yikifenu arugais mikol tzat, v'zakroni shebisoicho lo yemali, shouldn't fill the whole side. ומאי דוחקי דרב לא עוקמי בערוגי שבחורבי שאין שם אלוהי. That's the Gemara's cash. And for the Gemara, זהירו שמו ימלא יסקרוניס. No, זהירו שמו ימלא, רב אוס גויזר. No, רב said, you can only plant an ערוגי, בן, you can only plant an ערוגי in a חורבי. Because why? Shem or Yemali, he might go and fill up the all the kronis, the whole side. V'acher kach yizra b'chavo ta'itzel ha'gvul mitoicho kasher zorem tzoitz v'yosem l'libo ilvu v'shol shtei arugais. He might, that means when a person is planting one aruge, so he's careful how to plant it. But after that aruge is planted, and the next day goes and plants a different aruge, he doesn't hold cheshbin, that there's going to be an ilvuv. The whole thing, it doesn't ring a bell. So lemaise, he'll do the same. And he won't chap that we have to understand nochmer, because when you're planting, you don't see anything yet. You're just planting. Later it's going to grow. But see, yes, remember I planted yesterday. It's another aruge. So Rav was geyser, that he cannot plant more than one aruge because it might bully the mitchel. Shema yemale yesakronis. So mamela, so that's why it's a taimish. Frag de Gemore, v'lo yehei elo roish tur yerek. Mi lo isnan ho ye roish tur yerek, nichnas lo saif soda achem muter. Mibnei she nire saif soda. That's the Gemore's kashe. The Gemore answers, ein roish tur baruge. Now let us see what the Gemore's kashe is and what the Gemore's teretz. V'lo yehei elo roish tur. Klaima. What are you afraid of? You're afraid of that he might forget how the middle aruge was situated. He won't forget that it was planted, the whole ruach was planted, and he's going to plant a second aruge next to it, and it's going to be ilvu. V'lo yehei elo roish tur klaima, afilu mili yoisa. Afilu, he filled up one side. V'acher kach zore garin acher b'chavoto. Others are girls, Menachem Eishev Nefesh is girl Acher. Bechav oto. Vein hefrish kishir beinoi lebein zera shebezu. Now there won't be hefrish. Ma bekach. Lo yein nidoin ela ke roish tur yerek. Hanimshach ubo misode zu lesode zu. If you have a roish tur of a yerek that is coming from soda aleph to soda beitz, Shenire yofe, it's kentik. She'enoi mizu shenichnas lo. Elo mizu sheyotze mimeno. You can see, even though it's entering, we have here a triangle, that's the roish tur. And it is entering into another sode, but you can see the way it is situated. Shenire yofe, She'einoi mizu she'nichnes. So this is not a mechutin with the field that it entered. Ela mizu she'yaitzi mimeno. Ve'ike hekeire. So looking, the way it's situated, the way it's planted, so there's a heker of the oifen that's planted. Uli yinike loy chayshina. Reishtu korilei, lefi shekein derech lesayif hasode, liyis miskateret hacharishe, limoshech ba'alachsen kereishtu. Reishtu, mistama, means the reish of a shoyer. The reish of a shoyer also is triangularly shaped. And by the fields, it used to be like that, that the used to end, it also used to look like a triangle. And now, before we go further, we have to understand what's the Gemara's kasha. So, good. How about we came to a Reina triangle. So the Chazon Ish explains that the Gemara's kasha was, since we see that in the Oifen, since we see that in, unique doesn't mean anything. And if one observes the way things are growing, and it's niker that this is not a mechutin with this, that's the way the Rashi said it, the lomdus of Reish Tur is, shenire yofe she'einoi mizu she'nichnas lo, ela mizu she'yoytze mimena, you see klo, even though it's nichnas, but you see this is from a different field, so the heker alone is sufficient. So memela zukta chazaynish leperish Rashi, Hakushe, so the Gemara's kasha was, the heker kol aruge la'atzmo, shenizreis bedalet ruches ve'echot be'emtzo, v'avsokes ha'gvulim, yehi choshim heker ke'heker reishto. That's the Gemara's kasha. You see, you have here different boxes over here. You can tell, you look, it's near a yof, you see, this is a box, this is a box, you look at the pattern. So from the pattern you see that this and this is not the same, they're not growing together. You see, this is you can recognize the pattern. So from the pattern that you have boxes, like this, if everything is going on one row, so that's called an irbu. But it's not going like that. You have boxes over here. You see a pattern of boxes. So the pattern of boxes should be equivalent to the pattern of Reish Tur. We see patterns are matirim. That's how the Chazon Ish says. Yechoshev heker ke heker reishtu. This should be a heker like a heker of a reishtu. That was the Gemara's kasha. He have a heker. So what is he afraid of, Rab, already? That he'll make the whole side. No, the whole side is echnish kefelach. So the Gemara answers, ein reishtu ba'aruge. Ein teires heter reishtu me'aruge la'aruge. There is no heter reish tu, that this heter, that if one observes the pattern of the giddel, one sees that this is two different plantings, this is two different in yonim, that works by sodis. But ain't teiret heter reish tu me aruge la aruge. Elon mi sode gdoilo le soich aruge, oi me aruge le soich sode gdoilo, oi mi sode gdoilo le soich sode gdoilo. So there is it's not so concentrated, the whole thing, it's a larger sheta. There it's near yofe. Avul shtei arugis, loi havi heker, shtei arugis are not a heker. Elo doime ke ilo heinachas, blech shive, kol chode ba'apei nafshe. Yeah, that the lechshiv, it's not called lechshiv kol chode ba'apei nafshe. So memeles vos. So that's why so by arugis there's no din of reish tur. Yeah, it's small, it's very small, so you can't, it's not nikir. So now let us go back to daf pei hey omed aleph. Now let us see that Taisus asks Sabeira de Kikashe. Let's see Taisus. Gvuleho bekamo. Perish bekunteris, the nafke mine. Well, what's the gvul? Le'inyin reishtu. Reishtu, if this is a shame, aruge, so then a reishtu will help. Fragt euch, es war heute, komm, ab es am auch dein Reuchstuhl, Baruge. Yeah. So, Tais, so we just learned ein Reuchstuhl, Baruge. There's no din Reuchstuhl, Baruge. And here Rashi says of it, here's a shame, Aruge. So then, so Taisa says, Ainu me Aruge la Aruge. From one Aruge to another Aruge, there is no heter of a Reishtur. But from an Aruge to a Sode, Rashi said before you can make a Reishtur from Aruge to a Sode, Sode to Aruge. So, but heter of a shame Aruge. So I'll upon him. So that's the vile pshat in the Gemara. Ushmuel Omar, and Shmuel disagrees with Rav. Shmuel holds that Rav said that he cannot make an aruge bein arugis because the gzeira you might come and be zere the whole ruach and then there'll be problems. Shmuel om aruge bein arugis shenino. Back the Gemara becomes alvi badodi Shmuel. How can you make aruge bein arugis? But the arugis will be an erev in between because there's only two tvachim of gulim in between. And for the Gemara, v'noite shura lekan, v'shura lekan. Zogt Rashi, v'noite shura lekan, no, v'hoka mas arvi ba'adodi, ha'olin shal arugi zu, ba'olin shal chavato milamaylo, shem b'neim ala shnei tvachim shal gvulim, so how can you do it? V'noite shura lekan, v'shura lekan. Mam shal shaluach zu, b'tav kerem izrochis fainis, shaluach zu, b'tav marovis droimis, v'hain kulon. Lachikam shleiza kenegidze kamaisha pirashnu. The picture before. Taki, you don't make the whole gvul. You don't make the whole side. You make half of the side. Kamaisha, you 2.5 tvachim on one side, 2.5 tvachim on the other side, and faltik. Kamaisha pirashni gabi atkaf the delel the mokim kronis. That was the Gemara's kasha. Let's fill up the corners. You don't have to make. Like Gozar Shmuel Shema Yemala Yesakot. Kach Nirish Shite Zu Be'enai. That's how Rashi wants to say Pshat in the Sugya. Like Pirshu Rabbi Sakein. Shehem Pirshu Kronais Eilu Gvulim. They learned Koran under the Pshat. Not that the Kronis means the Kronis, the Kronis means the Gvulim around it. The Yeshli Gimgumim Bo Harbe. And their Pshat. Gam bechol ashas, Rashi, you can't read in bechol ashas, loy shemati kronis elazovius. That all the time in gan shas kronis means corners, not boundaries. Umotosi li smach bi yisoidoi shal Rabbi Shimon azokin achi imi mipi Rabbeinu Gershon avi agoyle. So they, from my uncle, I found a psiopsa smach to my pshat. Chuvus Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda Sheishiva v'gibol ponim lo yoshru be'enai. So memele, this is how Rashi said pshat in the Gemara. Zach the Gemara weiter. Omar Ule, bo b'marove hivkia telem echod al penei kulo mal. So what is this? Zach the Rashi, hivkia loshen kriye. Shekoireya hakalke. He's making a kriya. He's tearing the kalke. He's making a groove in the kalke. Kemoi, as it says in Sukkim, mibloi michnesei hakoihanim hoyu mafkiim. They used to tear the old michnesei from the kahanim. They used to make torches. Al kaponim, mahivki is a loshen tearing. So a telem maneshura alpnei kula. Shehevir, what did he do? Shehevir mizera shebitzofin. You have your square. And on the left side is tzofin, the right side is dor. Shehevir mizera shebitzofin lezera shebitdorim, derech hoem tzoi. He made an indentation, a groove, in the aruge. Vizaroi me'echod aminim. And you put one of the minim over there. I mean shishi. Difficult to figure out mean shishi because if it's in the middle, so what's the... So l'chay you took out the middle one. Okay, al kaponim you put a min there. Mal. Mi mevatel Teire shure hilches aruge bishvil pelem echad oiloi. Is this mevatel? Is this mevatel or heter? Is this not mevatel or heter? So it seems from the Rishonim, from the Chedushi Aran, where the Chedushi Aran says Pshat and Rashi, that the Menachem Eish Mesod Nefesh also wants to say, that the Shaila was as follows. They went and they made a groove in the middle of the Aruge. That means, let us say, they made it like an H. So they had a line going, a groove that was deep at Tefach, wide at Tefach, and was made an H between the left side of the Rug and the right side of the Rug. It was a line in between. Now, this line was, and the whole Reuchet of this Charitz was filled up with Zroim. So if you filled up the whole Reichev with Zroim, so now, if you have a whole Tefach full of Zroim, before we said at Kunz, if you have one Garen in the middle, and we have one Garen on the side, on the top, and the Garen go into the Cheshbin of the Yenika of a Tefach HaMachzeh, a Tefach HaMachzeh, so Memela you have exactly three Tvachim, from the garen on top to the garen in the middle. But if you make a whole groove in the middle, that's a reichiv tefach, and you fill this up with zroim, so from these zroim to the top and from these zroim to the bottom, you do not have a three tfochim, you do not have a shir yenike. So what is the shaila? So the shaila is, but since you have a groove that is a tefach deep, maybe that's also a heker. With the whole din that we said that you need a richok of gimel tvachim in between because there was no heker. If you have some type of a heker, reishtur is a heker, horizontally and vertically is a heker helps. No, the one in the middle, there was no heker. It's going in the same direction of all of them. So there's no heker. So there we needed a richok of gimel tvachim. Frek the gemore, but what if you made a kra, a charit? That's omuk tefach in the kalkim. So memele, is this sufficient to be a heker? That is the shaila of the Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here.